In today's episode, you'll learn how to get the best audio quality possible from your guests, even if they don't own a microphone. Welcome to Podcasting Q&A, where you learn the best tips and strategies to launch, grow, and monetize your show. This week's question comes from Andrea.
My name is Andrea Aldrich. My podcast is Italy Inside Out. All my guests are remote, mostly in another country. So how do I instruct them to best set themselves up when all they have is basically their computer microphone to use? Are there any other helpful hints that I can tell them? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Andrea. First of all, you are not alone in this conundrum. Podcasters everywhere, as we have shifted to long-distance podcast recordings, are running into this situation where you have a great guest lineup for your podcast, but they don't know anything about recording audio. And worse than that, they don't even own a microphone that they could use other than the one on their laptop. So what are you supposed to do? Well, in this episode, I'll walk you through some practical tips that you can offer your guests to get the best audio quality possible. Tip number one is to encourage your guests to find a good recording environment. If all they have to work with is their laptop microphone, this is going to be your next order of business. Get them in a well-treated room that's going to reduce echo. If they're trying to record in the kitchen or in their living room and you're just getting sound waves bouncing all over the place and back into the microphone, there is no way to save that recording. So you want to either send them to their walk-in closet or have them sit on their mattress, on their bed, under the comforter. Yes, I'm serious. Whatever it takes to get a really clean, echo-free recording will do wonders for your audio quality. In fact, earlier this year, when we were recording podcasting Q&A remotely, Jalan was recording all of her episodes in her walk-in closet. It's really funny watching this back on video, but her audio actually sounded just as good as it does here in this professionally treated sound studio. So walk-in closets are the real deal. You really can't go wrong with a walk-in closet. But if your guest doesn't have access to one of those, then have them sit on their bed under the comforter. Recently, Albin and I did an interview with one of the marketing specialists for Descript, and she only had access to the microphone that came with her Bluetooth headphones. And so she sat on her bed under a comforter, and we recorded the interview, and it sounded spectacular. The second tip is to ask your guest if they don't indeed have a microphone laying around the house. They might think that you mean something like what I'm recording into right now, this Shure SM7B, but there are so many devices that they could have laying around their house that have microphones built into them that are going to be better than the microphone built into their laptop. So some classic examples would be Apple earbuds, those free little earpod things that come with every single iPhone. Those have a directional microphone built into them that's actually pretty good. And so if they are an Apple user or they know someone who has an iPhone, there's a chance they can get a pair of those free headphones and use that instead of their laptop microphone. But really, any Bluetooth headset, headphones, anything that has a directional microphone that is designed to pick up sound pretty close to the person's mouth is going to give you a better audio recording than their laptop. Tip number three is actually a tip for you. As a podcaster, you want to be mindful of the software that you're using to record your long-distance podcast interviews. If you're using Skype or Google Meets or Hangouts, whatever they're calling it nowadays, or Zoom, none of those platforms were created or designed to capture high-quality podcast audio. So if you can, invest in software like Squadcast or Riverside.fm that are going to capture really crisp, high-quality audio that you can drop right into your podcast episode, no problem. And each of those platforms will run you about $20 a month to get that really high-quality audio. But if that's outside of your budget and you need something a little more bootstrapped, there is another solution. It's free, but it just requires a little more technical know-how, and it's called a double ender. So all that this means is you and your guest are each going to record your podcast audio locally, just like you would if you were doing a solo podcast. So you can have your guest download Audacity or open up GarageBand on their computer and start recording their microphone while you do the same on your end. Then after you're done, they can export their file and send it to you via Dropbox or Google Drive, and then you use that for your podcast episode. It makes it sound like you're recording in the same room, even though you could be hundreds of miles apart. So if you're on a budget and you're willing to go through the steps with your guests to kind of get that set up, in addition to using Zoom or Skype or Google Meet in order to conduct the interview, then a double ender can be a great solution for getting really stellar audio quality from your guest. And if you can get the full trifecta of having your guest record locally in GarageBand or Audacity, record it in their walk-in closet, and use something like Apple earbuds, you'll never have to worry about audio quality ever again. Well, thank you so much for sending us your question, Andrea. If you have a question you'd like us to answer in a future episode of the show, just go to speakpipe.com/buzzsprout or click the link in the show notes below and leave us a brief audio message. You can find podcasting Q&A in both video and audio formats. So if you prefer watching videos, make sure you subscribe to the Buzzsprout YouTube channel where we drop new videos every single week all about podcasting and podcast-related goodness. Or if you're an audio junkie, you can find podcasting Q&A in your favorite podcast listening app. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep podcasting.